I know, I'd have to have my memory refreshed on, but okay. I know there was a blindfold.
All right. Now, what else did
it have? Well, now, of course, the one old cap baseball game, a bunch of kids get together, nine kids, get a group together, if they can get nine, or enough to divide each side, if they, and they, somebody would put up a penny each, have a 10-cent game. The one who was chosen to be captain, he had to put up 2 cents to be captain of the team, uh-huh. And the other penny, so they didn't pay for anything.
Yeah.
And then they get together and see who could be the captain. And the captain was chosen in this way, that little part I remember. They'd have a baseball bat and they toss it to one the other, and when you grabbed it, wherever you grabbed it, they held your hand there, the other kid would put his hand on top.
Yeah. What was this called? Did you have a name for that?
Well, I forget.
You throw the bat to one another?
Well, I think there's a pile-on, I think.
Pile-on or choking up? Did you ever
hear that? Choking up, made a pile-on, I think.
Pile-on, okay.
You put your grip on it. Another one, each kid had a grip, and the fella that came on top, he was the one that got to be the captain.
Uh-huh.
And then he had to put up, whatever, 2 cents up to the game. And then he could choose a... He could choose his men, and you'd be the pitcher, you play, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And that one old cap, and the idea of the game was that...
it was regular baseball.
Yeah, it was baseball. The one fellow, of course, they had the regular three bases and home plate, but when if he made a hit or made first base, he'd continue on. But if he was... if he struck out or was caught off base or caught running to base, he'd go at the end and he'd be the last one. Each one take a turn as they go around. From the third baseman would come up and they'd rotate.
Mm-hmm.
And the fellow was out, he'd go out in the field, he'd be the fielder. Mm-hmm. He'd be the last to come around again. In case of rotation, you might even call it rotation playing, but he used to call it one-o cap.
I see.
And then stick top, that I don't think that was quite popular in the days when we were kids, because sidewalks were made of wood, planks, and there were no stone or concrete sidewalks. And had these tops, you've probably seen these spinning tops, you know? Well, they had the tops, the same kind of top, but it would pull the little pegger, the tip, yeah. The metal tip on it. I forgot now.
Yeah.
Would drive a screw, like a carpenter wood screw,
uh-huh.
Drive it, and then screwed into the space where we pull that little metal peg out. Originally, it was a spinning top, don't you know?
Yeah.
You'd wind a cord around it and then throw it on the sidewalk and would spin. You've seen that, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's used that same kind of a top. They'd pull that little peg out, that metal peg, like, yeah. I forget what I think they called it a peg, and you work a screw in there. Somebody said drive a horseshoe nail in that was hammered down and flattened and sharpened, uh-huh. like a chisel, like a razor, as sharp as they could make it.
Yeah.
Or a screw would be hammered down and get on the other side, get hammered, and flatten it out, the screw it, and then file it. File it and rub it on stone, and get it sharp, and get it pretty sharp. Instead of being a spinning, it had a sharp edge on. And there was a way of clinching that and having your grip that top with your little finger down at the end, and you'd strike it on the sidewalk, the first one down, and the other boys would have a top like it, and they would try to strike your top. Some kids were quite expert. They could just and split your top in half, and your top was gone.
Oh, I see.
And you had to buy a new one. Then again, you'd chip off a piece off the side, you know.
Uh-huh.
And some kids were very proud of their top. Here, I got 15 chips off, but they never split me, you know.
Uh-huh.
And
the
tough luck was some shark would come out. We'd call them shark, you know.
Sure, now just a minute. Now, on this, go ahead, keep talking.
And some kids were what we call sharks. Look out for him, he's a shark. You take an expert in that thing, you know. You take a steady look, you know, and poise there for a while, and he'd aim. And the thing, he'd go right through the top.
All right, look, this is a pretty lopsided top. But is this one a stick top?
You see, here's the top, and here's the...
Here, stick. Would you draw... why don't you draw it here?
I can draw it. I can draw it over the carbon.
All right, well...
Anyway, I'll do what you want me to do.